Pre-game episode 19, Cyprian Kimutai Limo, kama kawaida niko hapa.
Yeah, na Vic the young in hapa.
Manze, watu wametuhepa bro. Waya, watu wametuhepa man. Kunaanzia na wasa wa Liverpool, msa wa Chelsea. Kwanza msa wa Chelsea.
It is what it is.
Msa wa Chelsea, yeah. Niko shiwa mehepa, it is on purpose. Na I don't know why msa wa Arsenal ya mehepa, na okona winning streak.
Bana.
5-game winning streak. So, anyway, episode 19, tuko hapa. Ready to talk about football once again. Topic to Tanzania, to review, we can review the EPL games weekend and the midweek. Tanzania Manchester United, finally a clean sheet.
Finally. Kwanza unajua, the Liverpool game, ilikuwa nimesema, nime predict tutachapwa.
Same.
Hands down, I knew that match would lose. To my surprise, naona tumepeleka Liverpool, mbio. Finally, in the end, tukashinda. So, anyway, football is a sport of surprises.
Yeah, so game ya Southampton, ulionaje? Because it's a 1-0, it was a 1-0 win. You watch the game?
Yeah, I watched part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
how was it?
Okay, since matilikuwa ni, I expected them wafunge more goals. You saw Southampton walikuwa kuchini. Wali lose, I think, how could they have any win?
They have one win. They had one win, one draw, and then it's just in the losses.
Oh, yeah. But wali kwa on a losing streak. So,
Aja perform vizuri this season, start of the season.
Yeah. Wame kwa two down. So, me, from my side, nilikuwa na expect United wange kwa na, since wali kwa na attacking options, wange score more goals. But either way, it was entertaining at some point. Yeah. Finally, tukapata win. Tena. Clean sheet. So I'm hoping that you should maintain your momentum.
Lisandro Martinez alikuwa praised in the game. The Butcher, aka The Butcher,
yeah.
Alikuwa praised a lot in the game. So, well, since start of the season, tulianza vibaya, two losses.
Yeah.
And perception already kasema his height ni nini shida. Already my fans, rival fans on atutusi because of his height.
Yeah.
Okay. So far, unaonaje? His impression, I'm improve Liverpool.
Yeah.
Southampton, I'm a dominate.
Kwanza, hiyo game ya Southampton ndo, that guy ali step up, yani, partnership yake na Varane, imefanya, yani, wako na connection already. Besides sae kucheza na Maguire, unajua Maguire ana depend on kukiwa na back five, tuseme two holding midfielders mbele yake. That's why ana feel ako safe. But for Martinez na Varane, yo partnership iko sawa. Unapata hata the backline inakuwa pushed more, maybe katikati ya grau huko unapata saa for frontally unapata attacking options because watu wana push wana press kutoka mbele na wako na confidence na Martinez because in case kukuwe na counter wanajua they can get back and you could defend very fast.
Do you think it'll last for the entire season? Because Varane, injuries. Lindelof has a crudy from his injury.
Yeah.
So, and also Lindelof, I think a Lindelof, Martinez might also work.
Yeah.
Might also work. So, but it'll sustain for the entire season?
Yeah, hapana. Because first things first. Varane, injury prone. So you'll find most of the time, Atacheza, yes, for part of the season. But most of the time, yeye kuanga fit kidogo sana about with an injury. I'm hoping this time ataenda at least atambaka jana. Time ataki akiumia, maybe yo, God forbid akiumia yo during that ni tukue na probably maybe if United wata buy another center back, which I doubt because sasa hivi nimeona transfer window already imefungwa. So that meaning that Varane kiumia, tuna have kuleta nani ndani? Either Lindelof or Maguire, and you know what happened.
Wait, million fridge. Ume mention Maguire, sasa utafanya club utafanya nini na Maguire? How much is it to Carabao?
Eh.
Atishwe to rudisha Bangkok Cup 2.0 tunacheza kama mwanzo shine cause but also some games maybe na some suit because tukienda Europe for example tukianza sama Europa League games some teams itakuwa hard ku break down with itakuwa really hard to defend without someone like Maguire to be honest so tuki face a team like because hata Europa League draw ilifanyika last Thursday tukona Real Sociedad I think tukona another team shake your team initonga something shake nakumbuka niliona last season Champions League where
ka team ka moto
ali team walisumbua and Man United wakona tabia kusumbuliwa na mateams azijulikani so yeah maybe Maguire up at his places kama group stages za Europa League to be honest group stages za ama games any thing important
like ama nini Carabao Cup is the
early stages yeah tukaanza kucheza ma Fleetwood Town Zuma Wycombe United hizo ma teams
huko atasaini ndio maana mimi usema Maguire sasa hii level lenye huko he's a player that fits well in maybe teams like kina Newcastle akina hata Newcastle
hata sasa Newcastle this season not a go we don't have like Pelican Man City on Wednesday also wali sumbua Liverpool
hata Crystal Palace is he fit sidhani kana is a fit maybe penye anaweza fit Nottingham Forest
speaking of Nottingham Forest maze Erling Haaland on Wednesday Erling Haaland on Wednesday man I create a record of being the first player in 5 games to reach 9 goals so previous record ilikuwa Aguero na another player walikuwa na 8 goals in 5 games but now Erling Haaland amekama first season 9 goals in 5 games two back to back hat tricks hey bros
hey that dude bana
bros
unakumbuka was it beginning of the season tukisema Haaland tunaona vile ata perform anaweza kwa flop ama anaweza kwa
I doubted Haaland to be honest man
nikasema wewe unajua league umetoka farmers league unakaa EPL EPL si kurahisi
so EPL labda ndio farmers league
unaona vile Man City walikimbizwa
but yes against Newcastle walikuwa na lose and this is something that even the weekend even sorry
Crystal Palace
ilikuwa Newcastle wana lose wakashinda Crystal Palace again weekend wana lose wakashinda so Man City this what's shocking for me is the defense this season wana struggle a lot because they're conceding a lot of goals ni kama Liverpool ile time Van Dijk alipalumia walikuwa na concede a lot of goals but bado wanashinda. Also Liverpool this season pia kuna the same problem. Wana concede a lot of goals na bado the past two games ina mentor kushinda. But yeah, in terms of Man City, Erling Haaland ana fire on all cylinders. Jana on Wednesday, sorry, KDB alikuwa bench. Na bado Haaland alifunga hat-trick in the first half. KDB aliingia wakashinda 6-0 versus Nottingham Forest. Kina Lingard, Jay Lings, Dean Henderson. Hey,
kusawa tu naona the point ya kwa nini De Gea had to stay in between the sticks. That's the reason.
Dean Henderson, but as much as he's a really good goalkeeper when it comes to ball, kucheza pass, kumicrease passes, kucheza from the back, he's a really good goalkeeper, he's a modern day goalkeeper. But anafanya mistakes. A lot of mistakes, like positional awareness yake ni mbaya completely bad atajipata in a place where he cannot defend the goal and risk the defenders as well anyway so far Man City wana fire on all cylinders Arsenal
kwanza
wana fire on all cylinders na wako na all boosters man so far 5 games 5 wins
100% record
100% record wasana claim they haven't played against good teams and it's a lie to be honest Crystal Palace ni team ngumu sana kucheza nao this season who else wamecheza nao tena
wamecheza na
who else
have they played is it wamecheza na nani
anyway so far as the games have been yes maybe they haven't played the traditional top 6 but still in 5 games 5 wins wanna look really convincing that wanaza challenge for the title imefika point where situache kusema ati sis beginners la kama sijui ni first 5 games once it comes to us serious
maybe
wanaza endelea na run
wana gain momentum
wanaza endelea na run manze paka mwisho
alafu unajua another thing ni hivi vile wameanza kuwin, hii winning streak wako nayo, maybe teams zinaweza, I think pia wana hizi teams zina underestimate another nilia sana tu ile kawaida ni nini, but whatever Arteta is doing ana grow, ana build team sahi, of which ana create your bond, especially I think boost yao imekam vile nani amekama Gabriel Jesus. I think they need such a striker. You know, me fit perfectly kwa hiyo system ya Arteta. Yeah, mm-hmm. Arteta. Mm-hmm. So I think East iko taendelea nayo unless mtu, kuna mtu alikuwa anasema unless one key player
aumie.
Mm-hmm. One or two. Bas.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I'm not so sure if
they
momentum itaenda.
My only issue for worry for Arsenal ni World Cup. Because World Cup, what's our chance of kwenda World Cup on a losing momentum? Yeah. For example, waendele hii na winning streak paka November. Yeah. And then waende break until, waende break because of the World Cup. Inarunio momentum vibaya sana. Mm-hmm. So, but also, tukionge kuhusu Arsenal, wanacheza mazisi Manchester United on Sunday. Ooh. Manchester United versus Arsenal is on Sunday. Unaona hiyo game kiendaje? Manchester United not on good form, because they Manchester United still have to play Leicester on Thursday. By the time tuna record, by the time tuna release the video,
yeah,
maybe either Man City have either United have won or Leicester have won, okay, or it's a draw, we don't know. So Man United Leicester on a Thursday and then Man United Arsenal on Sunday. So niambie, do you think Man United will be able to win both games? What expectations do you have of both games?
I think Arsenal watatusumbua, but for Leicester pia wako in good form,
so ame lose Fofana, talking about here,
yeah, at some point in the pod, so ame lose Fofana also wako in good form, so I expect at least Leicester to wasumbue, at least tuke na 3 points. Arsenal tungangane sana, at least tafadhalini tungangane, at least we get a point, because watu niko sure watatu pressure. Also unaona kuna hiyo fixture congestion,
yeah, wow.
So in that nini instance kutakuwa na rotation, so in that rotation watu walikuwa na, kuna mtu alikuwa anasema you don't change a winning team, so I think Arteta to stick na team yenye yuko nayo. For Ten Hag, I think ata make rotation, because I think which game kuna changes alikuwa na make tu hapa na pale, ni Elanga, Sancho, Rashford, yani hajapata hiyo ni chemistry bado. So all in all, what I'm saying is na hope tutapata at least 4 points from 6.
But do you think it's unfair, because Arsenal will chase a Tuesday, if I'm not wrong. Tuesday or Wednesday. Mm-hmm. My United will chase a Thursday. Game ni Sunday. So realistically, my United will kuna one day of rest, that is Friday, yeah, and then Saturday when the training.
Saturday training, then
and then game. Sunday game. Arsenal kama will chase a Tuesday, wakuna, yoni 2 days, it can be a day of resting and three, yeah, and two days or three days of training. Mm-hmm. Or it can be 2 days of resting and slow training, whatever, and then a day of full training.
Full training, yeah.
So wanakuja, yeah, with an advantage as, yeah, compared to Man United. So unafikiri ita play a factor ama it's the start of the season, so everyone on again momentum slowly by slowly.
I think hata for United pia tunaanza kupick up your momentum pole pole, though it take time. So what I'm seeing is Arsenal have an advantage over us, because unaona what a rest upon hiyo time ya ku bond tena nini wala watatafuta weaknesses pale ziko, because nakumbuka hiyo game ya ni game gani alikuwa ni Fulham. Walicheza na nani?
Game gani? Midweek. On weekend walicheza Fulham.
Fulham.
Yeah.
Because Fulham, so they came back from nini?
Fulham ndo alianza. They scored one goal. Yeah, the first goal. Yeah.
Welcome from behind, washinde 2-1. So I think from that game ya Fulham, wataangalia mistakes zao zenye walifanya. I think from your game ya the last one wamecheza pia wamekuwa wakiangalia the mistakes ni nini, tactics venye watacheza the next game. So Kenya naona ni that are more advantage than us. So but it can go either way. Wezi jua.
So prediction yo game. United Arsenal.
United Arsenal from the past two games venye nimeona hata from Arsenal and from Arsenal imekuwa yani both teams wamekuwa kiwin with fine margins like
imekuwa yeah. Well imekuwa also like games imekuwa either ni mabao ni mob
yeah but goals
ama ni cuz ama it's either mabao ni mob ama team moja ina score mabao ina win with a huge margin like 2-0 3-0 yeah. Ama inakuwa sasa tie inakuwa a really tight game so inakuwa maybe a 1-1 but yeah. Judging, I really want to see Man United versus Leicester. Ndio nijue how Man United will play against Arsenal. Because tuki head into the Leicester game, yes, tuli win against Southampton, but tuli struggle. Yeah. In a majority of the games, in the majority of the match day, there were some moments ilikuwa shaky. Ilikuwa this close to fungwe, ilikuwa this close. Walifanya hii blanda wakufunga. So, it's really cagey. And knowing Arsenal at the moment kwanza Odegaard ana assume a role like a KDB ame pick up your role kama ame replace Ozil vizuri because what ana control the midfield man and then at the back funny saying this about Gabriel Magalhaes ana control also the back four and previously last season nilikuwa nasema Omsen ni flop man and then now the front and now tukienda mbele Jesus angushi man and Jesus is one of the players that tukiwa in a spot when our defense if our center backs are not aligned vizuri if they're not communicating vizuri Jesus atatumaliza man tutaacha gaps mob atumalize tu hizo ma tap in ma whatever atatumaliza but yeah
tukiwa na ni that's what I was saying where hapo nyuma tukiwa na Martinez na Varane wako na good rapport hapo wataweza ku break down attack ya Arsenal vizuri sana.
So tuende transfers. Manchester United wamesign Antony. Tume hijack manze Ajax ka wote bro. Tunaingia tu Ajax tunatoka na watu msee. Watu wewe
Amsterdam manze. Amsterdam United.
Amsterdam is bleeding. They are bleeding. Anyway, so rate your transfer window. Antony, Dubravka, Lisandro Martinez, Malacia, Casemiro. How's the transfer window been for you as a Manchester United fan?
For me as a United fan, naweza sema okay. I'll give this a transfer window a 6. Cause first of all, our signings wenye wamekuja wote. Like tume cough up a lot of money for them. For somebody like Casemiro tulimpata na how much 60 million
yeah for someone who's 30
that's a deal that when himself kama 40 yeah 40 35 kenda chini sana for Antony pia we've paid a huge price
100 million 100 man.
Million alafu kuja flop another Di Maria
because Man United they kuna a bad case of sign top signings spending so much money on a signing and then a flop Di Maria, Sanchez, Pogba, Maguire, Lukaku. List is so long as in tukona in the last 10 years we spent so much money to sign players that wanna shine for maybe 2-3 games, 4 games, 5 games and then all of a sudden flop. All of a sudden silence, all of a sudden injuries, all of a sudden rumors, leaks, So I'm really cautious as in I am really cautious about Antony. Yes, he might help us in terms of the wings because he's a different player compared to Rashford and Sancho and I foresee maybe he can be like a nani, you know, kumka vile nani alikuwa in our era in the previous era of Ferguson because aliza it was no longer a person who is relying so much on the fullback on the fullbacks akujendo cheze pass nani alikuwa na drive the ball himself and that's something to kotna like tunalaksana on the right wing because Sancho is more of he draws players in. Yeah. So anataka Bruno Fernandes akam, nipatie pass, mimi ni make a run. Anataka mse kama Dalot akam, mimi make pass, mimi ni find space, ni run, ni cross the ball. But yeah. Antony is totally different. Antony ata drive the ball himself, atapewa pass, and then atangoja the defender come to him, amchenge, across, or make a pass.
Either a cross, pass, or shoot.
Inastukia pia ina free up Dalot pia because Dalot is not a wing back kama Trent ama ama kama Alphonso Davies Dalot is more of a right back
and a chill and he's a complete but he's an attacking full back also.
Yes, he is but he when he really wants to defend utastukia atabaki atana maybe halfway line arudi ama halfway line across msaki wa nyuma and endelee mbele. So he's more of a defensive player and it suit vizuri with Antony. It work out vizuri na Antony and then to switch Antony to switch Sancho to the left.
Yeah.
So that wa collab vizuri na Malaysia because Malaysia one is vizuri kama wing back. But sasa my worry is to kama Rashford, to kama Martial plus also Martial man injuries this injuries. Season in I'm setback man.
Alafu another thing, Rashford sa ana suggest anataka kucheza down the middle. Of which is not a striker. Rashford ni ule mse utampatia ball.
Ata and then he runs.
From the wing, atakimbia. Atrai kuchenga-chenga, atakatin from the left, shoot.
When he came to Man United, nilikuwa, jani nilikuwa nafikiria atakuwa number 9 going forward. Because when he came, nakumbuka tulikuwa na game ya Liverpool tena, tulikuwa na game ya Arsenal na ya Man City. Zilikuwa tu zinafuatana, almost the same period. And aliboss hizo games zote. And that was because Louis van Gaal at the time alikuwa amestructure in a way that kuna wingbacks na pia wanakata ball to him. Yeah. So alikuwa na benefit a lot from the counter. So utasukia wingback amekimbia vizuri and then anapewa pass, yeye ana finish too. But now with Antony, itakuwa something different. Itakuwa more of a target man. Antony anaweza pata ball across. Ama Antony anaweza pata ball a pass. So having Rashford there as a target man sijui kama itawaka vizuri because naona kama Antony anaweza benefit sana Martial ama benefit mse kama Roro.
I think Antony atakuwa na good partnership na Ronaldo because Roro yeye ni target man already, he's a striker. Ali convert from wing to cut. So for him yeye akirudi tuseme maybe arudi wing. Unlike Rashford, ata flourish bado. Rashford ana flourish akiwa on the left. So for you to kumrudisha tena katikati, it's just like Martial. Because Martial akikama alikuwa anacheza center forward, aka move to the wing, now back to nini. But for Martial it's different. Martial yeye anaza nini.
Martial anaza fanya both better.
For Rashford ndio sijui. Ever since akuwa converted into a winger, I'm stick to your role. So for you to kumleta tena, I don't think ata Antony, sijui kama atasaidia na vipoa sana, cause yeah, like Antony is a flair type of player. Takuja chenge, fanya manini, a shoot. Same na Rashford. So I think inaweza kuwa hivi, Rashford on the left, Ronaldo, Antony.
Utakuchezisha Ronaldo, manzi Ronaldo, uliona hii game ya Southampton vila likuwa na slow game, man. Anapewa pass, tukwa counter, anapata ball.
Inadepend, tuna play against na.
Maybe, yes, inadepend. But we shine a lot when it's versus counters. Gameplay yetu ni purely counters.
Yeah, if it's counters, ni.
And pace, we rely so much on pace. So having Ronaldo on the team, hey, na dragging pace.
Yeah.
Unafikiria Antony anaweza cheza game ya Arsenal? I mean, I think it's too soon.
Hata juu hata Casemiro pia vile aliingia
game ya Southampton. Yeah. Towards the end of the game akaingia.
Oh, aliingia. He came in as a sub. So I think maybe. But it might be too soon.
Okay. Because
maybe he's been training for like a few days maybe.
Okay, speaking of other clubs, Chelsea wamesign Fofana. Manze Chelsea in Canada wanasign tu madefender. Chelsea manze wana striker.
I'm not striker.
Ana midfielder manze watu wako injury lakini wanasign tu bado defender. The latest signing is Wesley Fofana from Leicester at around 70 million if I'm not wrong. One of the highest amounts of money paid for a defender. Unafikiria itakuwaje for him?
But unajua Fofana amekuwa in the Premier League, anajua league vizuri. But sasa kuingiliana na hiyo system ya Chelsea ndio sijui itamtake time kiasi. Right now kitu yenye Chelsea wangefanya buying striker.
Window imeisha man. Window imefungwa bro.
Wachukue kutoka academy. Ai. Ama wake kuna Gallagher.
Ah, kwa pili mjamaa generational talent.
Generational talent.
Loftus Cheek.
Oh.
Na pia nani? Callum Hudson-Odoi.
Hudson-Odoi.
Walisema generational talent. These are the best English players that will come out of our club.
Yeah.
And to drive the game. And to the next Rooney. And to the next Sterling. And to the next two.
Walisema about Ross Barkley.
Boss. Ah. Wapi? Ross Barkley sema release you, man.
The next Lampard.
Oh, 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 oh. Kwanza, Mount ndo walisema the next Lampard.
Yeah.
Mount, favorite child wa Lampard, man. Chelsea wanna struggle this season. And I wish Chelsea fan Nelson angekam, son of Nelson. I wish angekam kwa hipoda to explain here because they've lost against Southampton. They won in the weekend, but 2-1 against Leicester. But previously, they lost 3-0 against Leeds. So, Chelsea wanna struggle a lot this season. Yes, Man United have lost two games.
Mm.
But Chelsea, man, walikuwa touted as this is the season because I was going to say, Tuchel, amekuwa his first season, the season, so I should discover his team, I should discover strategy, to remove all the deadwood, whatever. But at the moment, on a struggle.
And
all they're doing, manze, is signing defenders.
Signing defenders?
Any other transfer that may catch my mind?
Other transfer. Dubravka.
Ah, okay. But they have
not United. But it's a loan deal. Also, James Garner pia ameenda. For me, your transfer
to Nottingham.
To Nottingham Forest. Mm. So your transfer yake.
Wait, Nottingham. No, Everton. Wait, sorry. Everton. At I think 13 million, 15 million, but kuna buyback clause ya Man United.
Oh, you have a buyback clause. So aki flourish.
But do you think ilikuwa wise kumuza ama a loan deal would have been perfect? Because tulifanya the same na Tonzebe.
Yeah.
Tukampeleka Aston Villa. And then tukamrudisha. Alikuwa na shine vizuri sana Aston Villa.
Yeah.
Tukamrudisha manza kanda kitu bench. So for the past 2 years amekuwa bench. Akaluzio momentum, akaluzio gameplay. Mm. So was it a wise decision kumrelease? Ama tungebaki naye? Ama tungemweka loan? Because he plays... In my opinion, he can be a better player than McTominay. McTominay is akona potential sana kwa shine.
Box to box. As a box to box midfielder.
Ghana pia akona huge potential kwa like a really good box to box midfielder.
Yeah. But I think Ghana fits best akiwa kama a holding midfielder as compared to McTominay. McTominay anapenda kwenda forward. Hata Temenye ilikuwa academy, I think ilikuwa anacheza striker. Number 9. Ndio akakuwa converted into a midfielder. So for McTominay ana enjoy kurudi nyuma, kupanda. So that's his game. For Ghana, yes, as much as anaweza cheza box to box. But his major role ni kunana kukaa mbele yo front four. In a midfield too, atafuata dupoa sana. Akiwa yeye, maybe partnership yake yeye McTominay na Bruno ama Eriksen, because yeye pia is a nini
hiyo when you call too defensive, because hata McTominay yes anapenda kwenda back to back, but ni rare sana McTominay apande, ni rare sana because utapata most of the time atapata ata retrieve the ball and then a pass. And also passing yake is really bad. Ana struggling sana ku pass ball. Mwenye ni constant back and forth ni Fred. Fred ndo anakuwa constantly back and forth, back and forth. McTominay anakuwa mostly ako still is mostly like a Matic. But yeah.
But sa hiyo partnership ya Fred na McTominay ilikuwa high work cause miscommunication. Ajui nani anafaa kwenda, nani abaki. So unapata maybe at times unapata wote wawili wamepanda. Mmoja mimi ameenda huko juu sana, mwingine ako midfield. So alafu nachanisha Lindelof na Maguire. Tunapiga counter hapo, Maguire yako chini. Na kutoka nje ya grao. But Ghana he can play a long pass. Anaweza utilize hizo wings vizuri. especially ni mtu kama Rashford, Sancho. Let's say Rashford on the left, Sancho kwa right. Yeye ni msetup atachapa pass ndefu. Of which na nini? Let's say wanacheza na maybe Bruno. Bruno hapo akwe, but Bruno shida yake ni haizi retain ball. Cause tactic inakuanga hivi. You attacking midfielder anafaa ku bring nini the defenders to him and attract, then ana distribute kwa the wings if possible. But for Ghana, I think for Ghana ki tungekuwa na yeye bado mpaka sasa iko club angekuwa na ana distribute balls to the wing.
Okay,
yeah, so that was not wise for United, but alone deal maybe. But sasa kumuuza
pia to mention other transfers, Nottingham Forest Manzal kuna a total of 19 transfers this period, 19 or 20. Yeah. A total of 19 transfers. First of all, wanna talk your pesa
ins and outs, ama ins peke yake,
ins 19. That's our whole squad, man, if I'm not wrong.
Squad nzima,
it's our whole squad, msee. So
bana.
So bono naje because was one of the question ona na top your door a lot of it is like maybe even if they've not breached any final, but also because wali qualify last season from the championship. And a lot of the players wakatoka, so a lot of the players walikuwa signed to other clubs, they were ikabidi wanze ku rebuild slowly by slowly, and also they're depending a lot on loan deals, whatever, free transfers, whatever cash that is, that less than 5 million transfers, that's what we rely on.
Okay,
but hey manze, sio kitu ni shocking, man.
You know, umeleta a whole new squad ndani plus substitutes, a total of 19 players almost.
And this one ameanza na ubaya, man. Hey, na bado hizo results azikuji poa. Wana lose. Manzo anafungwa in the second minute by Kane. Wana kuja waka lose 6-0 versus Man City. Wow. We
tumepatana nao next.
Unajua Lingard atatufunga. Kwanza itakuwa Old Trafford, Stratford End. Dean Henderson kwa shot a save penalty. Yeah, Bruno. Na si uongo. Tukicheza Nottingham Forest, this is the prediction.
We
Dean Henderson saves a penalty. Jesse Lingard scores a goal and assist maybe. Maybe at least kwa winner. Who knows? Ita kwa Old Trafford in front of the Stratford End. After a celebrate himself.
After celebrate vibaya sana.
Wow. So, another shocking thing that may happen this week. Kulikuwa na a manager already has been sacked. Four games into the season, 5 games into the season for some teams.
Ni manager wa Fulham?
No, manager wa Bournemouth.
Bournemouth.
But already a former player, Mr. Jinake, itakuja tu. So he's been sacked already by Bournemouth. But apparently it's not all about the game, because alikuwa sacked just after we lose 10-0 to Liverpool. So at first people assumed it was because we lose 9-0. But so apparently there's a deeper issue, because after the game akasema like they've tried to sign more players, they've tried to get more players into the team, but management wanakata. So you can tell there's an argument between the management and the coach and the management and the owners. So it was more of, this is not working out, wewe uko na mambo yako na sasa uko na mambo yako, it's not working out for the team. So 9-0 loss pia ika aggravate the issue. But also imagine wangechapa Liverpool, nafikiri ingekuwa sacked.
Angebaki. I think that's the same issue will happen na Rangnick, because Rangnick alikuwa na bonga the two. Hata ulikuwa unaona clearly these two parties are not on the same line. They're not on the same wavelength kabisa. Huyu ako na philosophy yake, club inataka hivi. Same thing that's happening sahi na Ten Hag. But Ten Hag anajua ku play low. So hata the journalist akimuuliza swali, he's like, he does not give a straightforward answer. Hata kupatia tu maybe what you want to hear, what the club yena ambia tu Kenya atasema na club. Club ikisema hakuna nini, hakuna kuongea hivi nini, that's it. So I think maybe inge happen Liverpool atuchape, na easy games zingine mbili next either to draw ama tupigwe. Maybe same case inge happen.
To wrap up the pod, Paul Pogba. So for anyone who does not know, or anyone who lives under a rock, or anyone who doesn't have internet, Paul Pogba. Drama mse. Drama man. Nakumisha mambo. Nakumisha Nairobi Diaries. Kila siku tu drama. Drama. Bibi anani. Siji. So anyone who doesn't know Paul Pogba, there's been statements that are coming out this week, the past week. So Paul, apparently Paul Pogba at some point, his brother and some of his childhood friends and wali hire some goons. Wakajaribu kumextort, wakamambia, we've been taking care of you ever since you became a footballer. We've tried to prevent anyone from harming you. So please pay us. Pay us our dues. Tumefanya hii job, manze. Tumestop the world from crashing. Do all succeed. Tume make sure umenda Man United and all succeed. So we want 6 million, I think 6 million euros if I'm not wrong. So,
What was it?
Even though Paul Pogba kaka makasema, so he was attacked and it was whatever, waka threaten.
Yeah, na wife.
Ati lazima to your door. So he apparently he tried to remove a million from his bank waka flag, wakasema, that's too much money for you to remove in just one session. The next day, his brother, Matias Pogba, akakasema, this boy is lying. All these are lies. Ati umse, alichinja kambuzi fulani pali, akayibari huko Old Trafford, mashala aliona, kateguka, akakuwa injured. Jokes. Sorry. alikuwa nasema manze ati Pogba, alikuja, akahaya which doctor? Which doctor from Gambia. Ati manze, akuje, akuje achizishe Mbappe, ndo Mbappe asiwe kwa France squad, asisucceed as a player. Akuja akasema, all this stories about hiring goons, hiring people is all lies. Ati this guy is just trying to create all these fracas and create all these lies to save himself. See what. So back to you. Imagine if I want to be the devil's advocate. Nisema, maybe Paul Pogba is right. Maybe Ameka can deal with all these issues. Does it justify his on-field problems? Because imagine your own family could betray. Imagine your own friends could betray. Wakisema, they need all this money every month, upkeep every month, whatever. Sasa, na deal na family issues. Tena, kwa pitch na kwa booed by my own fans. Yeah. At Man United, for example. Being booed by my own fans. Every day kwa media niko hapo. Graham Souness ako. But Paul Pogba. But Paul Pogba. So, does it justify his struggling? Because for the past 3 years, 4 years, alikuwa Man United, yes, he had ups and downs, but he didn't reach his full potential because we thought atakuwa the greatest midfielder in the recent signings.
Yeah.
But aka flop. So, does it justify?
I think, maybe... Yo pressure maybe ilikuwa too much kuabsorb. So I think yeye kukuwa na under such pressure from the fans, especially people watu wenye wana expect wakuwe, yani his backbone in his career, ndio the same people wanamwangusha, like the fans wanambu akonja squad saa hii hata hiyo time before tauzwa alikuwa, yani he was just there, hakuna mtu alikuwa na pay attention na yeye sana, because unaona hata kukiwa na injury mnapata bado Paul Pogba yuko. So I think mentally ilikuwa inamdita from here kufocus na football, because kulikuwa na pressure imewekwa kwake for you being a top midfielder. What one expect to kwe, like the next who? Andrea Pirlo, a player of that nature. But aside that, amekuja ka flop. So, akaluzi your affection na the fans kapotea, manager kapotea, players pia. So I think, but sasa ye kwe, despite ye kunini kukuanda hizo vitu zote, I don't think really na justify so much the, na performance, because hata nakumbuka KDB, was it KDB ama David Silva? Mm-hmm. E pia likuwa na family issues.
Ah, David Ronaldo, Silva, David Silva ya mtu waka li, I think Mtuali is either born prematurely or had cancer or had a heart problem or something that affected him, him and his family.
Yeah, but I remember that was the period when he shaved his hair. So kuna yo instance ya David Silva, kuna instance ya De Bruyne. Ronaldo was also under the same issue. Yani, as in, it depends with the person, with how you deal with pressure. So for him, I think kwake ilikuwa too much, ndo maybe okay, maybe Kenya alisema, it might be true or not true,
but also points,
you can't really judge it, also, unless you hear
it also, it also points out to how a lot of players manze wanapitia some issues zenye hata wasemangi, a lot of family issues, a lot of problems, black tax manze ziko hapo, lazima you have to pay for me, pay upkeep because I'm your brother.
Yeah.
Man,
same thing na Lingard pia alikuwa na
maisha. Adebayo alipitia the same problems. Yeah. Emmanuel Eboue alipitia the same problems. Especially for African players.
Kwanza Adebayo, was it Adebayo who went bankrupt?
Emmanuel Eboue. It was Eboue.
Eboue na Lingard.
Man, a lot of African players wanapitia a lot of problems. And ukisikia someone was mentally ill because of some issues. Mm-hmm. Man, a majority of the time, it's not even because of the fans. It's because home ako stable. Imagine kwenda game, mental, kulose, alafu unafika home unapata simu, yo bro, where's my 100,000? Where's a million? Mamako pia akumsik pali. They have a lot to deal with. Yes, they have a lot of money. Yes, they're really popular, but they're still human beings. Wanapitia a lot of problems.
Little of underwent the same thing.
Watu waka break in. Same to Aubameyang this weekend. His fracture was actually jawed because wezi manzali lingia kwa keja kama mempiga, kama tretenye na bibi yake na watoi wakaiba vitu. I would love to be a footballer, but also at the same time, I only don't want to be a footballer. If these are the problems that to deal with,
imagine, too much. Take for instance,
Nafika manzi huko,
una pressure ya job, unaenda home, unapewa pressure na wasi wako kwa hao huko.
Afu wezi manzi wanatokea.
Wezi wanakuja, wanakuperemba
bana. No maana Balotelli alikuwa hivyo. Balotelli alikuwa inafika point alifiat. Fireworks kwa keja. Totally get you, bro. Balotelli, man. Massive respect. Balotelli bado amesigned to a new club. Hata nimesahau jina lake. Iko 30 huko Italy. If I'm not wrong, ama Spain. Ama second tier, man. But he's still active. Shout out to Balotelli.
Umsaya amecheza club ngapi?
Man.
More than 10 clubs, counting now.
Anyway, this has been episode 19 of the podcast. See you next time, same place. Cyprian Kimtai Limo. This is Pulse, the pregame.
Yeah, and I'm Victor signing out. Na Jack.
Na kamia, man. Uliepa ile vitu lose. Uliye ACC. Uliepa after Man United or a thrash. Hep after Mishina 9. Be serious. Check on yourself, man.
Ali.
Check on yourself, bro.
Jiangalie, nyoe na Nelson.